Hey friends, welcome back to the Holy and Hungry segment of the Vision Driven Health podcast. This midweek episode is a short health devotional for you where we can bring our hunger to the table and be filled with what God has for your health. Have you found yourself fearful about the future of your health? Wondering if you'll end up with the same health struggles as your parents or grandparents? You've seen so many people struggle with various health ailments and you've had to battle this underlying, lurking fear that something awful could happen to you too. Or maybe you just feel like actually getting to a point where you feel healthy and have a lifestyle in place is out of reach. If this is where you found yourself, I've got three powerful tools God provides that support you in getting healthy and staying healthy when you partner with Him. Let's get into it. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. I'm excited to get into these three tools, but since we're on the topic of tools, I've got a super exciting resource coming through the pipeline that I do not want you to miss. I am teaming up with one of my good, super wise, intentionality-focused, Jesus-loving friends, Sasha, who is also a fellow podcaster, to bring to you the Intentional and Healthy Woman Bundle. This bundle will take the best of both of our expertise and provide you with the opportunity to finally stop being spread so thin without any time to focus on your well-being and get you to a place of peace and progress in your health. It's super exciting because we're taking a lot of our best resources and putting them all into one place. And we're doing it for a steal of a deal I've personally never offered. If you want to get on the list for this and be first to be notified for an opportunity to secure your spot, go to visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional. Second Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Other translations use discipline or self-control instead of sound mind. If you find yourself feeling fearful about whether you'll be able to keep this up or ever reach your goals or anything that has you in that fear place, being concerned that you're going to have the same health issues as your parents or grandparents, I want you to remember this. God does not give us fear. He gives us power, love, and a sound mind. Don't those three things sound like the perfect tools for healthy living? Power. I don't know about you, but it takes the power of God to choose not to get fast food sometimes. It takes the power of God to drink water instead of soda for some of you. It would take the power of God to get up in the morning and do a workout first thing before you get ready for work. It takes the power of God to try and meal prep and cook when that's just not how you've been operating. It takes the power of God to become someone who doesn't think mean, negative thoughts about themselves every time they look in the mirror. And yet, thankfully, by His grace, we have access to His power to do these things in the first place and enough times that we end up creating a healthy lifestyle. The second one, love. We know that God is love. An encounter with God can change your life forever. Your relationship with God determines your life with God forever. Some of you are not taking hold of God's love in the areas that affect your healthy habits. You aren't taking hold of what's true about how He sees you, the value that you have, your innate worth. He loves you enough to suffer and die for. He considers you worthy of a unique and special calling. Friend, He adores you. And when we allow ourselves to receive His love, we become positioned to see ourselves the way He sees us, to catch His heart for others, and in turn to make choices that enable us to have the energy and vitality to be and do what He's called us to do. The third one, a sound mind, having self-control. I think this is the one most of us think about for healthy habits, especially when we use the translation that says self-control. It's the one that you might feel immediate shame about when you hear it. If you're familiar with the fruits of the Spirit from Galatians 5, maybe you are familiar with self-control in a biblical sense from there. There's a song, I don't remember the full song, but I learned it when I was in elementary school on the fruits of the Spirit, and I remember singing where it says, the one part, it goes, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Spirit, or something like that. And I remember getting to self-control and just kind of being like, it felt more like, and self-control, like, meh. It's just the one that we think of, and we're reminded of that time when we had zero self-control with the bag of chocolates or the bag of chips or whatever indulgence. We, you know, think of self-control, and then we recall when we ate so much at the restaurant that we were uncomfortable for hours. We think of all these times we went through the drive-thru when we knew we could have had something healthy and make it at home. I've had clients identify themselves as someone who has no self-control. They'll describe, you know, they'll say, all bets are off if there's any cheese or bread in the room, or, I can't help it if there's this kind of chocolate, if there's a baked good in my reach, I'm gonna eat it. There's nothing I can do about it. And it's so interesting because what happens is their identity becomes wrapped around the notion that they cannot control themselves in the presence of certain unhealthy foods. But here's the thing. Using Galatians 5 as a basis for this, self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, as in, we want to make sure we are remaining in the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and bring about the ability to have the self-control we never thought was possible. God gives us a sound mind to make decisions that are disciplined and demonstrate self-control. That is what is available to us in Him, not fear. And today, friend, my encouragement for you is to take hold of what God has made available, His power, love, and self-control. Be blessed, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcast and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.